Welcome to the Rival and Queen podcast. Thanks for being here. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Sarah. And happy Thursday.
Thursday. We love you.
Favorite day of the week. Do you know in my mind, Thursday is associated with the color purple? Always.
Oh my God, me too. Should we get tattoos that say Thursday in purple? So you never forget?
No.
Okay.
I mean, like, if ever I was going to get a tattoo, Ashley, it would be with you. I just want you to know that. But
oh, is there hope?
No, I don't think there's hope.
We could make a video of us getting tattoos. And this is very on brand for today's topic. We won't go there yet. But Sarah, put it in your heart.
Okay, well, here's what I'll put in my heart. We'll get one of those.
Let's get best friend tattoos.
The fake ones that come off?
No.
No, no, a temporary one. So I can feel how I feel about it. I can, like, wear it for a month, really let it.
Oh, ink box.
Yeah, we can ink. Get an ink
maybe
box.
We can do a promo with ink box. We'll write them.
Yeah, and I can try out a tattoo to see how I feel, and then at the end of it, I'll probably still disappoint you. I don't know. I'm not ready for it.
We could get.
I would chicken out.
I don't know. We'll think of something.
Here's what I'm trying to decide.
A peace sign. Yeah. I'm just kidding. Okay.
Well, I don't know. I was watching, actually. I get sucked into these all the time when I'm on YouTube. I was on YouTube, and I got sucked into one of the Vogue interviews always with Sarah Jessica Parker. And apparently, in the 80s, whenever she used to sign something, she used to write wage, peace, love, heart, Sarah Jessica Parker. She seems like an odd duck.
I like her.
Do you?
We should interview her.
I've heard, sure. I mean, I would be honored, to be honest. But anyways, I thought that was cute. I thought it was very funny. But I feel like that would be a tattoo. Wage peace. Not for you.
Mm-mm.
I mean, not for me either. But like, anyways, you haven't converted me to the tattoo bandwagon.
Okay, we'll do the temps and then.
We'll see where we'll get with the temporary tattoos.
Oh, I just found a really nice spot in the microphone. Ooh.
Okay, so it's been a fun week since we talked to you last. I've been hitting the town, I have to tell you. And this last weekend, which, you know, is quite far away now, you know, the people are out. And
oh, the people are out.
Missing the run-ins. And they've, like, my life has lifted. It is so fun just bumping into people everywhere you go. You get to go talk to them now. I freaking love it. Grateful. Cannot wait for just to be in a full city. So here's something I was planning. Originally, I was planning a trip to Miami because I wanted to be like in a city with people bopping. And that sort of was not coming together well. So now I've decided I'm going to Costa Rica. And I don't know whether I should go to like Tamarindo, which is very touristy. But I also feel like it's a Cancun beach vibe.
And you're also a tourist.
Or no, I'm not against it. Or I go into the jungle and have a more zen ocean Costa Rican experience, but I don't know what my soul wants.
Okay, here, I've never been there, so I can't really, you know, really tell you because I don't know. But I think in some respect, if you go to the busier place, mm-hmm. you can still find like at the beach, at wherever, in the jungle, by the pool, you can still find serenity and peace and vacation mode, but then you can also go out and see people.
And dance.
Where if you're in the other place, there's probably still like a little nearby something or a vibe, but
not as much of a vibe.
You can't really get that.
If I'm craving the vibe. Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm thinking that what my soul wants is to be in a party with, you know, 1,000 strangers.
Wow.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
But I think my soul
wants Miami Beach would definitely
I know.
Be
Miami
that.
Beach would definitely be that.
I wish you were coming to Miami because I'll be in Florida. I might not be, well.
You won't be in Miami, though. But we'll
it's not far. It's like 2 hours.
I know. Well, anyways, we'll see. But if anyone has any tips for Costa Rica, let me know. Let me know, baby. I'm into it. Also coming up in a couple weeks, I'm going to do a Toronto cookie tasting. So if anyone is in Toronto or knows of the best cookie spots in Toronto, please tell me because I'm going to hit them all up and, you know, we're going to find the best cookie in Toronto.
I think I sent you an account. I don't know if it was from TikTok or Instagram that it was like this cookie tasting person.
Yeah, I've saved it. That's what inspired this whole idea.
Okay.
It's like we tasted the cookies in Halifax, but it's not enough. Now we're going to taste the cookies in Toronto.
We're taking the country over by storm, city by city.
Cookie tasting.
Cookie by cookie.
We're going to find the best.
No cookie is safe.
No cookie is safe. We're going to find the best cookie in Canada eventually.
Should we just rebrand our podcast and it's only about cookie tasting? Like,
the cookie
will be diabetic by the end of it.
Very true. Hopefully risk. Not. We shouldn't do it. Okay. But we could get a cookie as a tattoo.
No.
Oh, see, she's out. This is why this isn't going to happen.
No.
We're not aligned on the cookie vibe. All right, Ash, we've got someone very special on the episode with us today. He's opened our eyes to a whole new world.
Mm-hmm.
I felt a little old.
I didn't feel old, but I felt it's like overwhelming.
Out of touch, maybe?
No, I don't feel that way. I just feel like it's such an insane world that we know about kind of the tech space and some social media. We're mostly on Instagram. Like, we kind of like understand that things. I think we could understand TikTok and how it works. We just don't really put the time, the effort, the energy into it. But I think we could. But I think that's part of the problem, is maybe why we feel old, because we just kind of put up this wall and don't like pursue it.
Well, I don't know if we've consciously put up a wall, but we've never really dove into the TikTok world. And it's funny because it's just like, ooh, we're like late adopter, very late adopters of it. And just, yeah, exactly. Given our tech backgrounds, it's like hilarious. And I'm like, why are we? It just isn't intuitive for us. But it's going to be.
And I just don't think I have anything. I mean, we can make funny stuff, but I don't think I have anything like interesting to make. I think that's part of it for me.
So today, but that is not true, because today,
who knows?
We've got Max Emerson Taylor on, of TikTok fame, who is basically introducing us to this world, which we're super grateful for. We also, he tells all about how he went viral on TikTok. And I mean, ultimately, he's a content creator and, you know, a very smart, funny guy.
Like a comedy writer.
Yeah. And he's a,
by creative passion, that's what he wants to do. And TikTok was a great way for him to kind of use that as an outlet.
Totally. And it's grown since then to actually, he's one half of the Murray Taylor Digital Company, and they're working with different brands. They also produce their own content. And TikTok was really how he got started in digital media, rose to fame quickly, actually ended up down in one of the TikTok mansions in California. Mm-hmm. If you're not familiar with those, that's basically like a group of individuals who are famous on TikTok, who create content, live in these mansions.
You could check out Hype House on Netflix to kind of see what that's all about, because it's crazy.
But it's like young people who live in these beautiful mansions, and they've got teams and they're making content all day long. It's just such a crazy industry. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's really exciting.
But it's eye-opening, because sometimes we don't think about that. And I think you anytime you see those videos, you think they're kind of off the cuff, inspired by the moment. Mm-hmm. But as Max has opened our eyes to, they are highly planned, strategized experiences. He actually was a ghostwriter for someone for a little bit of time, and he talks about that today. He also tells us all the tips of how to get noticed on TikTok, and then a little bit more about what he's working on today. So this was like, just, I loved it. We had such a fun conversation with him. He's a great guy. You guys are going to love the conversation. I mean, you might know him as running
from TikTok.
From TikTok, or running for Halifax mayor.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
But he's definitely got a knack for getting seen.
Absolutely. And get seen. We're going to get seen here soon, Sarah, because we might write some type of crazy song. You'll hear more about it in the episodes. Sarah and I are really up for this. And Max, we're going to need his assistance and creativity. And maybe our friend Quake Matthews. So stay tuned for that. That's going to be something.
For everyone who loves when I get trolled, this is the episode for you, mm-hmm. baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. You can connect with Max at murraytaylordigital.ca on Instagram and on TikTok. Max Emerson Taylor. All those are in the show notes. This is a fun episode. We love you guys. We hope you love it.
All right. Let's dive in. All right. We are back for another episode of Rival and Queen, and we've got a new friend in the studio. Welcome, Max.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
We're excited. You're got a TikTok celebrity here.
I know. I was going to say, you're our most famous friend now.
Well, I'm happy to fill that role, finally.
I don't know who our previous most famous friend was. Dave Sampson?
Oh, yeah.
Steven Dixon. I'm just joking.
And now Matt.
And now
and
it's
now
Matt.
We're here. We gotta came together.
Yeah. I love this. We're so happy to have you on here with
us.
Well,
it's an absolute pleasure to be here. It's so weird to hear my own voice still. I'm trying to get used to it, but it's I always hate hearing my own voice. It's like, this is what I sound like all the time.
Do you not get used to that through, like, all the videos you make and stuff?
Well, I guess, yeah, you do, but it's less intimate directly into my own ears, you know?
Yeah.
So now it feels like I'm talking to myself, and I don't know. It's just a strange feeling.
You've got a good voice,
though. It takes an adjustment.
Yeah. I think you're right.
It takes an adjustment? It makes an adjustment. I don't know.
Takes some adjusting.
Makes one. We're on the road.
It's like the French when they always say take a decision, which I think is so funny.
I've never heard that.
No, they that's like the literal translation for them. But I'm like, this is not how we speak in English. We take a decision. Okay. So you are going to today introduce us to the world of TikTok. But also, like, just we want to learn about you and kind of how you got involved in this world, because you've got a content studio now.
I do.
A creative studio.
Murray Taylor Digital. We're having a lot of fun with it. Just getting started now. So who knows what's going to have? Is it still going to be around in a month? I certainly hope so.
I
guess we'll find out.
So what are you guys working? Like, what is this business working on? Like, what are you focused on?
Well, essentially, I'd say probably about right before the summer started, you know, I was thinking maybe I'll transition over to YouTube stuff. So I was like, you know what? Let's start making higher quality stuff. I get in touch with my buddy Ben Murray. Start making YouTube videos. It's a lot of fun. And then I say, you know what? We just kind of like the production side of things. Not necessarily always being in front of the camera, you know, making having to write videos out, you know, all that world. So then we said, you know, let's do some product shots just for fun. See what happens. Let's make some ads for people. And we kind of realized we like doing this a lot more, you know, because like the YouTube videos we were doing, there's no sustainability to it. It was a lot of like competitive eating and then playing sports. And I mean, that doesn't have to be the space everybody's in when they're on YouTube, but it was the niche we found ourselves in. And just the quicker we can get out of that little space.
Okay, wait, I just need to know though. Tell us a little about the competitive eating.
Yes. So we had these ideas where we'd have athletes who are better than, just better at me than anything, basketball, running, and we get them to do a competitive eating challenge, and then I would go against them in that sport, right, to see, because, like, for example, I made a joke to Ben. I was like, I feel like I've eaten 12 hot dogs all the time. Like, that's just my natural body state.
You thought that that was your talent.
I know. I just feel like that's how I felt, like, sluggish, like, I just eat 12 hot dogs.
Oh, that's how you, like, feel like in life as you're
exactly,
moving through life.
As I'm moving through, you know, just a little bit sluggish, walking around. And we said, what about if we challenge an athlete after they've eaten 12 hot dogs? Do you think you'd be on the same playing field? So then they eat 12 hot dogs, and then I run against them in a race.
You eat zero hot dogs.
I eat zero hot dogs. I don't need to eat a single hot dog.
Okay.
But I did. I ate a couple hot dogs, too. I'm not going to lie.
Who doesn't like a hot dog?
Yeah, who doesn't like a hot dog from Costco, especially?
Here we go.
And then that other one was chugging a gallon of milk, and then I played a basketball game against them.
Ooh.
That was hard.
That
I always find, like, with the YouTube world, a lot of the times, like, the jokes on the other person in the video, like, whoever the guest is.
Okay.
It didn't feel, like, nice. You know, we didn't film him throwing up after the milk. Like, we found that was too much. Like, we didn't want to expose the guy who did it. Like, he's in law school. You know, he's going to be a lawyer. And it doesn't look good to have a video of you puking after chugging a gallon of milk.
Yeah,
so we
couldn't
get that aspect of things. We just liked the visual components, putting the music on, and we're like, this editing is exciting. Let's keep editing stuff. And then we found in this new space, and I'm liking it now.
Okay.
A good transition in the world.
So you're starting to explore YouTube videos, but this is not how this world began for you.
No, certainly not. You
have had kind of a wild ride in the TikTok world.
Yeah, it was definitely a little bit of a wild ride. I think when the pandemic started, I was coming back to Halifax to help my mom move. So she was going to move to Toronto. So I'm coming back here. We're packing up. I'm staying at her cottage. Boom. We realize, you know, airports are going crazy. Everything's shutting down. You know, flights are getting canceled. She said, let's stay here for a little bit. I stayed in Halifax. I was doing online classes. And I was just kind of lost. Like, I never really knew what I wanted to do. So I started making, like, a couple videos to make my friends laugh in Quebec. And I posted a couple videos online. And then I made one video with a glass of milk. And that started to do really well. And I said, you know what? I have all these ideas written down that I was going to try for stand-up. And I was too nervous to ever actually do the stand-up. So let's just turn them into videos. And then all of a sudden, it started this whirlwind effect where, you know, a lot of people, you know, I was getting endorsements from, like, a lot of the big creators online. So I was really lucky about that. And it just kind of spiraled into this other thing that is what it is now, I guess.
Did it feed you more because people were liking your videos and you were getting that exposure, or were you just putting them out there because it made you feel good and that you wanted to keep creating and putting those like jokes out there?
I guess so. I think it was like, you know, I'm a pretty ridiculous guy. So like it was kind of nice to see that other people were just as ridiculous, or like they responded to things that I thought were funny in the broad space of things, you know?
What was your, what video went viral for you on TikTok? Like, what was your TikTok growth like?
The first one was run a mile with a glass of milk in your hand challenge. So that essentially was, it all comes back to milk, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know. They're like milk is the theme.
Milk is the vibe, and I'm okay with that.
We should have brought milk here.
I should have brought milk. But
we could have done some milk challenges.
That would have been good. I should have brought the lactate. But yeah, so I made that video essentially just to, during the time, like the beginning of the pandemic, TikTok was completely different, right? Like TikTok was still people dancing with no shirts on.
Yeah, that's what I think of TikTok.
Yeah, a lot of people still do. Like that was what it was. Yeah. Every single video there was just, I don't want to say cringe because, you know, people have to make a living. There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. If you want to dance with the shirt off, you know, yeah, please, by all means, do what you have to do. But there were these challenges, right? Like some of the challenges were, I'm trying to think what the challenge were. Just like challenges people were doing. And I thought they were like a little bit too over the top, like didn't make any sense. So I said, let's make a run a mile with a glass of milk in your hand challenge just to kind of poke fun at all these challenges people are doing. And then all of a sudden people started doing it. And then,
so you started that challenge?
I did. So I started that one. And then I saw these all these videos, like these duets on TikTok of people doing it. And I was thinking, this is insane. Let's see how much further we can take this. So then I started doing more and more challenges, like fit your whole body into a pillowcase challenge just to see if people would do it. And they always did, which was shocking. People would do them. And then I said, you know what? Let's make skits now instead. And then I kept changing it up and I started doing this and that. And it was just like a fun place to be creative, you know? Like that was a lot of fun.
So how many followers was a big jump for you when you started to have people recognize these challenges and kind of like take part? Like, was it like thousands to like, you know what I mean? Like, what did that kind of like go, those jumps go
so
like?
I started off with, so for a long time, I kind of made a couple of videos just for my buddies that were just so over the top ridiculous. No one in their right mind would ever watch them. So I had like 92 followers just based on like bot accounts. You know what I mean? Like brands reaching out, like buy this product. They'd follow your account. That's what it was. Yeah. And then after the milk video, it was like 10,000. I was like, okay, that's pretty sick. Like, that's unbelievable. Like, nice. And then David Dobrik did something with me, and then all of a sudden it was 100,000. And then I kept posting skits, and then it was 200,000, 300,000. It kept growing and growing and growing. But then at that point, it kind of came like, it stopped being as fun, and it kind of just became like trying to get more and more followers, which took away like a lot of the fun. And that was the reason people watched any of the videos in the first place, because there's like a tone of, you know, he doesn't really care. Like, he's just living his life. And when you start caring too much, once you built a brand based on a guy that doesn't care, how do you maintain that?
When you start having to put the planning around it and, like, the strategy.
Yeah. That was hard. And there certainly was a lot of work, I think. You know, I used to sit in the car and write every single day. I still do. I still drive around and write. But at that time, it was like I'd spend 6 hours a day driving around because like nothing was open. It was like during the middle of the pandemic.
Good now with the price of gas.
Yeah, there's no way I could do that now.
You
not
need
a
an
chance.
Electric vehicle.
Yeah.
Really impacting your creativity right now.
Yeah, it is. I can't do anything. Now I got to walk. Yeah. I'm supposed to be creative when I'm walking. You know, I got to focus. I feel like I've eaten 12 hot dogs all the time. It's not a good move for me. It's not a good look.
It might actually go well for you.
It might. But.
If you feel that way. So what was like, what kind of grew from some of those TikTok experiences? But like before you got, once you got to this point where you're feeling.
Thank you.
We're short on water in the studio today.
So it's never, a good look to drink from an empty water glass that you forgot was empty. Because it's too late. Once it's here, like I've committed to taking a sip.
We ran out of water in the studio today. We were just a little scattered. And God love Max. He's drinking out of a dinosaur cup. And we're sharing one water bottle.
It's a good
energy.
It's a good vibe, the dinosaur cup. I appreciate it.
It is cute.
I like it.
We appreciate that you're game for that. Okay, so you started kind of losing the magic of your own managing your own channel. Where did you go from there? Like,
well, I was in talks with a couple of people online who had much bigger accounts than me, mostly YouTube accounts they had. And they said, hey, like, you want to spitball some ideas? I said, yeah, sure. You know, at that point, like, honestly, I wasn't really into the YouTube space. Like, I didn't really watch YouTube creators at all. In fact, I didn't really watch any creators, you know? So then I had to kind of look up what they're all about. And then I had to write in their styles for them. And I guess a couple of the ideas they started to like more and more. So then I said, you know what? Like, come out and come visit us. Come fly us out. So that was, like, over the course of, like, 5-6 months trying to figure out how I'm going to go to L.A. during a pandemic. What do I have to do? And then August is when I went down, finally. It was interesting. Like, it's an interesting world to see all that, you know?
But
yeah. And that's when I kind of transitioned to write pretty much August. This summer is when the ghostwriting, I guess, came into play.
That's so, it's crazy to think just what... First of all, it's not like super fast growing industry. I think how we think of TikTok, it seems fast, but it was Musical.ly before.
Yeah.
And like, so it's been around actually for much longer than we kind of like know it on mainstream. But it's crazy that there's like behind all these like massive accounts and even YouTube creators that there's ghostwriters and there's all this production going on behind it that we don't see.
No.
We've seen like the Hype House and like these mansions that all these creators live in. And I feel like the world in LA is just like, it's like a bunch of young people.
They're so young.
It's a strange world. But also the ghostwriting thing comes into play with every single person who creates online. Every single person. I mean, obviously there's people like Mr. Beast who have like these large, you know, elaborate plans where they do recreate Squid Games or like they, you know, they have to make just something insane. Like a big, obviously there's writing behind that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But even the little things like people dancing online, like people write the dances and they say, oh no, you have to make sure you choreograph this way. And it's always weird to think, like, the magic is kind of taken away when you think about them, like, you know, in front of the mirror doing the moves with the boys. Like, you know, there's a specific account, and I'm not going to say who it is because it's...
You can tell us after.
I'll tell you after. It's my favorite account on the planet. It's just so brutal to watch. It's a bunch of dudes. They're probably 18, 19, 20, and they're all together, and they're, like, rubbing up on each other, which is fine, you know, to each his own, but they're doing it, and then they're, like... lip syncing the words, and I'm thinking, you know, oh, this is like on the spot. This is, you know, just authentic, them and the authentic. And then you go down and you see them practicing to do it. And that's a different world. That is a different world.
It does take the magic away from it. When exactly you said people dancing shirtless, doing like foolish things that are sort of cringe. When you're like, this is a planned practice choreographed.
They sit around for like an hour to make sure they know the exact 10-second of words that they have to lip sync in the song. They make sure they rehearse them like, oh man, like I said the wrong word. Like, okay, let's re-listen to the song. So they listen to it over and over again to make sure they have the exact lyrics right so they can sing it properly, right?
It doesn't surprise me, though, because when I watch some of these people, there's a few couples that I follow and they have like a joint account and they make different skits or dances. And I think Jeff and I tried to do one once and it took us forever and it sucked. So I'm like, are these people super talented? No, they're practicing for probably 5 hours.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, listen, especially
if that's your career.
Exactly. Yeah. And nobody's hurting anybody. So like, who am I to even judge that? It's just funny to see it behind the scenes, you know, like the work that goes into even the little tiny videos that are 15 seconds long, just so much rehearsing for everything. And especially once you get to like a place where some of these guys have like 13 million followers, then you have a whole team backing you. Make sure all the moves are right. Make sure all the words are lip-synced properly.
And feeding you the ideas, I'm
feeding you the
ideas.
Exactly, yeah.
Because you can only create, and I mean, I had a peek into Hype House a few times, but it's interesting how they've got the whiteboards, they've got, you know, they're trying to create all these concepts for content, and sometimes they just don't. I guess that's part of the show, because they probably just run out of, like, that drive or ideas at times. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
If you're forcing it.
It's really meticulous, too. Like, some of the stuff you have to admire. Like, even when they say, can I say shit? Is shit
a word? Can say whatever you want.
You can say shit.
Okay, even when they say shit or, like, in a video, every now and then they'll say, like, you know, just be them in front of a camera doing an Instagram live and they'll, you know, they'll say fuck. They'll say shit. That's planned out. Like, they have to say, okay, swear today to make yourself seem more edgy so then you have a different audience. It's that meticulous. Every single thing is planned out.
I would like this to be a disclaimer for all of our listeners that Sarah and I don't plan anything. We probably should, but we don't.
I couldn't. I would not.
It takes a lot out of them. I mean...
I think exactly what you're talking about, the fun and, like, the naturalness of it. Not into it. Like, that's my vibe.
It's interesting. Like, and it takes a lot of work to make something seem natural, you know?
Yep.
It takes a lot of work.
It can, unless it's like...
It can. Yeah.
Super talented like us, Sarah.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll just be sitting in the studio like, we should make a TikTok or a reel. And then we just make it. And then we're like, good, looks good, post it.
Yeah. Even just edit, like, slightly off, fine.
Yeah, it's like when I was watching people make the TikToks, the people who I was working for. And it's like... here's a specific example. You know, someone would call out, like, a lot of people, they want these celebrities to notice them, right? They're like, hey, you know, notice me, duet my video. And, like, literally the words, like, notice me, which is always so weird to me. But anyway, so, like, notice me, like, hey, I'm doing this tennis trick shot, like, every single day until, you know, blah, 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 duets the video and does it too. And then I'll watch them watch the video. Like, I'm there for 2 weeks. I see them see the person every single day. They just don't say anything about it every single day. And finally, they're like, okay, let's try the trick shot out. They give it 3 tries, and they stop. And they're like, you know what, never mind. Throw their phone across the room. And I'm thinking, that guy who made the first video will never know that, you know.
You tried.
He tried. You know what I mean? Like, it's such a weird world like that.
Okay, so you went down there. You got invited out to do some ghostwriting. You saw this world.
Yeah.
What were you feeling? What were your thoughts?
The first day I walk in, I'm nervous. I'm a nervous guy at that point. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know anything about this world. What's happening?
You're
what am I
going to
see? I'm in LA. Yeah. I'm driving through my little Hyundai rental car. You know, I'm liking it. You know, I have a little music blasting, but I turn it down before I roll up because I'm like, okay, good first impression.
Professional.
Be professional. I roll in. Right behind me is a Brinks truck.
What?
And I'm like, okay, that's weird. Anyway, so I pull in this massive mansion. Pull in the mansion, and then I go in. I said, hi, nice to meet you. Really casual, like, barely even, like, welcome. It's just like, hey, how you doing? I sit down, and the Brinks truck guy comes in behind me, and he delivers thousands, like, well over $10,000.
To this house?
To the house, yeah.
Okay.
And $1 bills. So it's, like, massive piles of money. Like, a massive pile of money. And within the first 20 minutes, like, they asked me, like, hey, can you throw this money at this person for a second? I'm like, okay, yeah. So then I'm throwing money at, like, this is within the first, like, hour and a half of me being there. I'm throwing money, like, hundreds and thousands of dollars at people just standing there thinking, what is happening here? Why am I doing this? So I'm doing it, and then they watch it, and they go, nope, it's not going to work. On to the next thing. I'm thinking, what? And the rest of the 2 weeks I was there, there was always that same wad of cash was on the table. Nobody touched it. Nobody acknowledged it. There was just always thousands of dollars on the table.
In case they wanted to use it for something else.
So it looked like a lot more than it was, too. And I was like, what? Do I say anything? Like, do I help clean it up? Like, and I didn't know what my job was. So I was sitting there writing things all day, and I was thinking, am I supposed to be doing something else? Because no one's coming over to check what I'm writing either. So I'd probably spend maybe 20 minutes writing a day, and then I'd be done. Like, all the ideas that I was supposed to do.
Just, like, pour out them?
Just pour them out. And the rest of the time, I'm just sitting there like, hey, what do I do now? But that's the world down there. So, like, you plan, and then the writing guy has one job, and when he's done, they don't acknowledge him until everything else gets done. So you're kind of just walking around a mansion all day, waiting outside, just, like, trying to figure out what you're supposed to do. And that's half the people's job. The other half is just trying to make sure this person looks good all the time.
And when you pitch them, so if you've written this idea and you want them to maybe make some sort of content out of it, like, do they like it or do you guys have to work together on changing it?
No, they almost never like it. Okay. They almost never like it, okay. Which is the hardest part. Like, you'll make them, so usually the way I do it is I write 50 ideas and then they go through them and they go, yes, 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 no. It was a lot better when I was here writing them for them over there because then I wouldn't see how they'd review them. But when I was there, I'd see in person how they reviewed it and it was so just demoralizing to see.
Brutal.
It was literally just, nope, and then I'd be like, which ones worked? And I say, can you work on these ones? And they throw me the phone, like, everything would be deleted except 2 out of the 50.
Oh, wow.
I'd be like, these are the worst 2 ideas. Like, what does this even mean? Like, one of them was literally, like, dress up as Balloon Man. And that was, like, one of the ones I had to put in because I was running out of time. It's always the ones you put in that you hate that they love every single time.
Wow.
And it's the worst. That's the one thing. You have all these ideas. You flush. You pour your heart and soul out. You pour your whole heart and soul out. You're thinking, this is the idea that's going to make it. They're going to love this one. They're going to ask me to stick around another 2 weeks. And that's just a no, right away.
So this was like a trial process of going down to work with some of these people to write, put ideas together.
Yeah, it was. And it was also like with this specific person I was with, and I signed all these NDAs, and they got mad at me. Like I said it before, and you know, they always get mad at me for saying it. So like I'll tell you guys after who it was. But
yeah.
I go down and apparently like the first week I was there, I was nervous trying to play all my cards right. And like, you'd think I come all the way out here. Can at least someone take me out for like a coffee or something?
Yeah.
Can someone take me out for like a beer or even
a
piece of pizza? I'm a human being, yeah. You know, can you take me out? At least show me around. So the second week I was there, you know what? All cards are out the window. I'm going to be an insane person and maybe I'll just enjoy myself. Mm-hmm. So I started rolling up, sort of blasting music. I'd come in the house. I'd hit them with the, oh, good to see you. And it's completely 180, right? And then all of a sudden, they liked that way more. And they were telling me at the end, they're like, look, this is a trial process. You know, they didn't say these exact words, but it was like this. They're like, you know, we're judging like all your moves to see what you're kind of person you were, like every single thing you did, the way you walked to the house. And I was like, why? This is a strange thing to tell me. This is making me feel better about this whole thing.
How old are they again, or this person?
They're 27.
Okay. I was 27? Picturing like 20. I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, they're
27,
just
I
not
think.
Getting
yeah.
it. Okay.
The rest of their team's a little bit older, like probably okay. early 30s.
So like mature.
Yeah, mature. Okay. You know? And I don't know. It's a weird world to be a part of. Like, I didn't necessarily want the job at the end of it because I can't imagine that life of just not knowing what to do all day and then just constantly getting ideas shot down, which is fine. You know, mm-hmm. it's part of the business, but
yeah.
just wasn't for me, you know, just not something I love. And that's why I like the new thing that I'm doing way more than that.
And I'm sure if there was like a synergy between you and that person or that team, it would probably feel so much better. But I can imagine if it's not like you're not their right vibe or vice yeah. versa, that it just doesn't, it's a lot of push and pull, which would be hard.
Yeah. It was a lot of push and pull. And like, keep in mind, there's nothing wrong with them. Like they were nice enough, but also like, I think they'd been so famous for so long that, you know, they didn't necessarily see new people as equal right away. And it's like, you had to prove yourself. And it's like, maybe it's like a maritime thing of just being like, everyone's,
so different,
you know what I mean? Like yeah. everybody here just kind of, you know, oh, hey, nice to
help
meet you.
Each other
now
out.
We're friends.
Yeah.
You are a human.
Yeah, you're
and
a human.
And I acknowledge your presence.
Exactly.
Or if yeah. I can't help you, like so-and-so that works for me, if you need anything, yeah, like ask yeah,
exactly.
Johnny.
That's fun.
I don't know. Yeah, but that's weird.
Welcome.
Yeah, exactly. Just even just a welcome would have been great, you know? And nothing wrong. Nice people, nice enough people. But at the end of the day, it's like, I just want a little more of like a, we're making like poop jokes on the internet. Like, can we make this
let's
light?
Relax.
Can we relax yeah. a little bit about this whole thing? But I guess not at the end
a
of it.
A very serious process.
I have one question about the NDA. Now, is it because, you don't tell us who it is by any means. Is it because they, things you saw and witnessed kind of just, or like professionally the NDA, or is it because they don't want you people to know that you're like associating and writing stuff for them? Do they want people to think their content's original?
It was a little bit of both. So like okay. a lot, they want people to think the content's original. Like that's the main reason. But the other thing is like some big things happened to go down with them before I went down.
Okay.
That
I can't wait.
You know,
to have
some
TikTok drama.
Yeah, some big things went down. And I was like, I don't think they wanted me to talk about what they were talking about behind the scenes. Which honestly, like, I didn't really pay attention that much. Like there wasn't even much I could have said about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it was mostly like a lot of these people don't want people to know there's ghostwriters for them because like
right.
they start their careers with it's them in front of a camera. That's how they started. And that's the first year. And then almost immediately after the first year, the second they sign with management, everything changes for them. Everything. Mm. So now it's a whole team behind them. There's like 30 people making sure every single thing they do. It's like a production almost. And like the way they talk about it too is like, every video is like a production. So like, you know, someone behind the scenes is like, you know, saying, oh, we're doing this for this video, you know, I'm trying to figure the best way to say it without saying it, but I don't know. They make it seem like it's a huge thing that the whole world cares about. And I guess in a way,
yeah.
their world, that is true. You know, like if 10 million people are watching each one of your videos, then your world is just, you're just like a famous person, you mm-hmm. know? And it's weird to experience that firsthand. They can't leave the house without people saying things to them, like nice or mean. So the person I was working for never left the house, ever.
Man.
All their friends did, but they would never leave the house. Like, not maybe once while I was there in 2 weeks did they leave once.
Crazy.
It's crazy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That sounds
it
terrible.
It is crazy.
It's weird.
So after that experience, learning that that's not so much your vibe, ghostwriting for, well, and especially if it's not people you connect with,
yeah.
what have you kind of discovered that you do like to write? Like, what are you enjoying working on now? What content inspires you?
I mean, for like, in terms of general content, I like comedy stuff. That's great. And if I could have written like ghostwriting, I'm fine with it. If it's more joke oriented, like I'm great with that, you know, but
yeah.
general skits is a little bit harder to write in somebody else's style. If I'm writing for someone who's the same sense of humor for me, oh my God, amazing. That's I'll do that all day. But if it's for something else, it's harder. But I think the vibe kind of switched over to, you know, I like the production side of things. I like filming. I like the editing process. I like finding the music to go with something. Like that's the best part. Like, even hearing a song in the car and saying, you know what, I want to make something to this. Let's make a video based around this song. Like, that's the best stuff to do. I wish I could direct a music video. I don't know anybody who makes music, but...
Oh, we've got some people for you.
Yeah. I would love
we'll
to
We'll do the
that.
Max Emerson
Taylor
music video.
I wish we could sing. You could direct us, but I mean...
Oh, my God.
That would be a lost cause.
The visions in my head
right
now.
We could make, like, a hilarious...
I don't even want to go...
I would love to make a music video for you guys. If you had a song idea, let's take that...
Let's do it.
We'll get Dave Sampson.
I was just going to say, I'm picturing us with
or
Dave
Quake.
Sampson. Oh,
Quake Matthews.
Quake is 100%.
He actually, when he was in the studio last with us, he like started like coming up with something. Like he just comes up, obviously he's naturally.
We'll send Quake a voice note in a second and say, we got to do a music video with Max.
We get rid of our intro song and it's just this song of Sarah and I singing.
That would be amazing. Let's bump the auto-tune up. I feel like, you know.
Could this be viral on TikTok?
This could be viral across everything.
All right.
If we do it
Max,
right.
Max, we're okay. Doing it.
This is the moment.
You heard it here first.
Okay, so from this experience, I want to know, because you kind of told us when we had our phone call that you've learned some very weird algorithm things about TikTok and how to get noticed.
We need
just
the advice.
Tell us the things.
It is bizarre. It's little tiny things that you would never expect. So like, I'll talk to people who, like, so everybody has a TikTok rep. Well, I guess not everybody does, but like, if someone at TikTok likes you, even you could literally have 1,000 followers.
What
if
do
they
you
like
mean?
You. Like, for example, there's people who work in the internal teams that kind of give you like updates and like they go through your account with you.
Okay.
And that could be any, if you have 10 million followers, you might not get one. If you have 1,000, you might. Just depends on if a specific person has enough room to take somebody else on.
We need this person.
Yeah. And it's just, it's interesting. And they're so nice. The people who work there are so nice,
that's
you know?
That's crazy.
And they'll always tiptoe the line, but, well, I guess mine tiptoes the line. She's incredible. But some people's will give them all the info. I mean, more than anybody knows. Because, like, each section, a person who works there, some people know more than other people. Mm. I guess I'm trying to figure out. Like, I don't know how that works, but.
It is, like, crazy to think that social media platforms have a team of people who are looking at content creators on their platform and then giving them tips on how to get ahead. Like, I think that it's not mind-blowing. It makes sense when you say it like that. But it is, like, it is becoming such an industry.
Oh, yeah. And it's mostly pretty basic stuff, like saying, hey, you know, this type of style does good, so keep doing stuff like that. But then once you get to, like, the massive, massive, massive levels, like people with 10 million plus, you know, I'll talk to them and they'll tell me little things and I'm like, are you serious? And they'll say, watch. And they do it in front of you and you're like blown away. Like,
wow.
At certain points, because like I guess TikTok and even YouTube now, it's like a lot of it's machine learning. Mm-hmm. So it's less about people putting in stuff now. It's like before people would say, oh, we want more music-based content. Type in the algorithm, music. So then more music-based content comes up. But now it's like the machine learns by itself. Oh my God, I'm going to burp. Excuse me. Okay, we're good. So it's
continue.
More. Yeah, so it's little stuff like, for example, if you have a closet door open, even a dark room behind you, they'll suppress your video because they're thinking, we don't know what's in that room. The machine, for some reason, thinks we can't pick up what's in that room.
Murderer.
So it could be dangerous. It could be a murderer in that room. Let's suppress this
Wouldn't
video.
Wouldn't that
like
be
crazy.
Better?
Wouldn't that be more exciting if they had
I'm
something?
Just kidding.
It would be so much more exciting.
Yeah.
But it's little stuff like
gonna
that.
What's going to pop out?
Yeah. And it's even just stuff like angles that you film at certain points.
Yeah.
Like, it's all of that combined.
So do you give people tips like this? Like how these other creators are giving you kind of like, hey, try this or vice versa? Like,
yeah, I mean,
you guys are just like exchanging these.
I think if there's like group chats you get into and some people get really into it. And then you get into these like, and some of them are like, there's a lot of merit to them and they're telling the truth and they really have it down to the science. And the other group chats here and are like, okay, this is insane. Like, this is just not true. There's no way this is true. So you have to try and balance out what's true and what's not true because the machine, like, it'll change every week, every day.
Mm,
so, like, some days there's certain things that'll make you go crazy. Like, your videos will blow up. You could have zero followers and your video will get 1 million views because that's what they want that day. Like, you remember the guy on he was on like the longboard singing the Fleetwood Mac song.
Yes, with the cranberry juice.
So he just happened to hit every single thing they're looking for that day. So they wanted sun, they wanted music playing, they wanted nostalgic music playing, they wanted someone in motion. It hit every single thing. And that's why some videos, unexplainably, will explode. Unexplainably. Because someone happens to hit the algorithm lottery and get every
that
single
day.
Mark they want. Which is wild. Like, so some videos that have 100 million views, how? How? But they hit everything.
The other thing that blows my mind is obviously the crazy thing about it is anyone can see anything at any time, essentially. And you could have 100,000 views the next day on like whatever, like that guy at the video, yeah. but it's like, how do you then sustain that? Like, it's just like you have this one video that people like. Like, I just don't understand how.
Yeah, you like, admittedly, it was kind of hard when I was doing it because I like to switch styles up, you know. Mm. But if you find a niche and you do that thing over and over again, like, you'll get big. Like, you, if you post four times a day, anybody would get big. If you have one video that explodes and you keep doing things exactly like that, you'll just get big. You know, like, if you have a video of you dancing to a certain song, you dance that same song every day, but or by the same artist in the same camera angle, or your videos will explode. So you have to do the same. That's why, like,
we
for
are
some,
very yeah. inconsistent with
that. Yeah, it's way better to be consistent because then you can just, you know, fun
do
with
whatever
it.
You
yeah.
want. Yeah,
because at a certain point, you know, I used to make these top seven lists, and in the middle, there's like an item that, you know, is ridiculous, and I keep going back to that same thing. And a couple times it was funny to me. Like, I was like, oh, that's great. Like, top seven. I don't know. I'm trying to think of an example. Like
toothpaste brands.
And in the middle, I'd have something ridiculous in there. And then I'd keep going back to that ridiculous item over and over again to try and justify why I put it in the list. And like, that to me was funny for like three times. And those are the videos that are blowing up. So I had to make two of those a week. And at the end of it, you're like, why? I hate doing this, you know? And then people will comment, you know, this, you've done this so many times, why are you doing it? But then you look at the views and you're like, well, that's exactly why. Because each one of these is getting 700,000 views. And the other stuff I'm making is not. So you have to do the same thing over and over and over again, which is, it's so hard to sustain that day in and week in and month in. You just can't do it without feeling a little bit just like, really? Again?
You're selling out.
Exactly. It's like, again? Oh, okay. And then you do it. But it's not fun. It's like that DJ Khaled song. What's the one? Like with Justin Bieber? What's that first
no
one?
No Brainer.
That's the second one they made.
I'm the One? No.
I'm the One, yeah.
No, I love
and
that one,
And then
too.
They made No Brainer, which is, they're both great songs, but they sound exactly like each other.
Yes!
So, yeah.
Dude, like that slow beat.
They sound exactly, because they knew, like, the label's like, okay, make a song exactly like the first one.
Rinse and repeat. They
both became number ones right away. Because people want something they're familiar with, and the algorithm certainly wants something like that.
So it's less about sometimes the actual content or who's creating it. Mm. It's just like hitting that jackpot, like what the algorithm is like putting to the top of for views basically that day.
Yeah. It's like there's one couple guys I know that do this thing called Factor Cap, which like someone will make like a life hack video, and then they'll make a video to test out if it's real or not. And they did that every single day. So, and they would never have to come up with stuff because they could just say, oh, other people will tag us in videos and we just have to recreate it, see if it works. That was amazing. They got so lucky it was smart to do because then they would never have to write their own stuff. They did that every single day, probably three times a day. And they went from maybe 200,000 followers to 20 million in 2 months. And that's crazy. Like, that's insane.
That is crazy.
So you just do the same thing over and over again. You're lucky you can find something. Consistency is the hardest.
But you got to pick an angle in the beginning that you like. Otherwise, you're screwed.
Yeah, otherwise you're screwed.
No, it's like lower down.
Yeah.
We'll have to find our good angle.
Yeah, you have to pick an angle like this. I have the angle that comes in this way because I like that one, you know? But everyone's got an angle.
Less flattering for women, I think. That's not like the angle women pick. Yeah,
I always
found
it because like the window in my house, the light would hit a certain way and that's the only way I could get bright in the video.
Yeah.
And now it's too late to go back. Okay. It's now
that's
I can't
your angle.
If I go over here now, all bets are off. No one knows what's going to happen. So that's why I can't do that now.
We'll find our
own. I love this.
I have one question I want all of us to answer if we can, because obviously people post TikToks to Instagram, everywhere basically. Yeah. Is there any TikTok that you like absolutely hate that you keep seeing over and over that people keep redoing?
Oh.
Do you want me to share mine? Because I can think of one right now.
Sure.
It's that one. It's like a really techno song. And they're like, and then they like, it's like, I hate that so much. Do you know what I mean?
No.
It's like how to be a content creator. And it's like, don't do this. They keep going to the song.
Like
it's like,
it's
do
like
this.
Questions like, do you have a dog? Yes.
Yes. I know exactly what you're
I don't know. I just don't get the hand thing.
I don't get 90% of things that explode. I don't understand.
Where they
all of it.
There's one, I forget the song, and I forget who this person is. They're European. They're like a model.
Sarah's rolling her eyes, so I can't wait to hear.
I can't remember. And it's one song. The song is the thing, and then they rush over, they eat a bite of food. and they're doing a dance what in between.
What does your For You page look like?
What? I don't know how I found this. No, I think I came across this person, and then I was like, who is this person? And I went and researched
and
them.
And they do the yabba dabba. Is
yeah.
it that one?
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
And it's like a, and they're doing this dance move. They have to bite of food really quick.
Yeah, and then they do like the hand yeah. thing. Oh, yes.
Oh,
okay,
I feel like
yeah,
this
yeah,
is
yeah,
kind
yeah.
of ringing a bell.
Yeah.
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 I guess. Are the hands important?
I think it's a dance. It's like just a same thing. It's just like one motion.
And then it just gets big. And then people start doing it because they say, okay, this guy's video got big. I'm going to do the same thing. Mm. And then it works for them.
It's
and
nonsense.
Everybody sees. It's something that is
And they
nonsense.
Do it every day
like this one,
because it's the thing that
yeah.
gets them famous.
Yeah. But a lot of stuff like that works for people because like that transcends language. So like there's no, like the song is in
right.
German or the song's
yeah.
in Russian, I think.
Yeah.
And all it is emotion. And there's no real story to it. It's just food is hot. And sometimes it burns, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the story behind the video.
Yeah.
And you just make a movement. You can be in Spain and understand that. You can be in France and understand that. It's why I think the biggest guy in the world on TikTok doesn't ever speak in his videos, ever. Because now anybody can watch his stuff. But that's a big thing. It's interesting.
That's a good point. Are there any videos you hate? I mean, this is very funny for our listeners because we're making a bunch of motions. It means nothing to people. They have no idea what we're talking about.
Moving our hand as though food is hot. Is that what that hand
movement is? People
might
know. They may know what we mean.
Watch this on YouTube.
Yeah, watch it, then you'll see the movements. But videos I hate, I don't know. Like, honestly, I grow to love so many videos that I hate at first. Like the dudes in the Hype House stuff when they do those moves. Like, at first I hate it, and then I go, you know what? Kind of hilarious. You know, just a little, maybe they know that, you know, people hate it and that's why they keep doing it. And then you start thinking about, wait a second, what's the deeper meaning behind this, you know, this video? And there probably isn't any, but you're sitting there watching, it's 4 a.m. and you can't stop. That's the kind of video I like.
I know, it does suck you in. Okay, so you did not sell your soul out down doing stuff that was not exciting to you. Instead, you've started a new digital media company.
I did, yeah. So I did that after a couple projects to see if they'd work. And just, I like doing wild stuff that people say is not going to work. And then, not this, like people have been very supportive of this. I should say that, and, you know, if Ben's listening, the guy I
people
do it with,
love
people believe in this one.
The
new love you, Ben.
They love it, yeah. They like it. But I mean, I've tried a lot of things that, you know, people, anytime somebody says like, this is the worst idea I've ever heard. It's like,
give us
well,
some of the
try.
Ideas.
Well, I wanted to get a shirt that said, diarrhea on it on the news, like that's literally all I wanted. And then I was like, well, you know, maybe we could do it for a good cause, maybe. So we find like the CDHF, Canadian Digestive Health Foundation, and they're like, okay, you know, like, yeah, we're into it. And I said, great, so now all the proceeds will go to that. So it became a charity thing, which is, you know, we raised some money for them. Yeah, I mean, as much as you can raise selling a shirt that literally says the word diarrhea on it, like not even an image, not a graphic of poop, just Times New Roman that. And then maybe a week later, it starts blowing up and it goes in the news. You know, it's getting a lot of views on TikTok, even though it got removed because I used copyright audio. That's my bad. Probably should have known that.
You're learning.
I'm learning, you know, but that kind of stuff. Or even like the mayoral election thing that I did. That was a lot. People told me not to do that. I understand now. I get a lot of hate for that, but
really,
no, you had to experience it. You know what I mean? You got to try things out.
Mm-hmm. I think this is a theme for you. I think that's kind of good, though.
Push the boundary.
Push the boundaries. It's also a little bit.
It's exciting for brands that can't do that to be able to work with you and see kind of the crazy things you come up with. Although I have to be honest, I don't think like for us. A diary shirt would never be interesting, but
I don't know. You got to see the shirt. It's a
people
stylish
would talk.
Shirt.
People
it's a
would get
stylish
talking.
Shirt.
Mark, would you wear a diarrhea t-shirt? Our producer, he's shaking his head.
He's,
right.
saying,
he's
yes.
saying yes,
and he's got a great sense of style. So
exactly.
Mark's doing
this
it.
This is
Mark's
the next thing.
Everybody's going to be wearing it. I love that. Except you wear it now and people look at you, but like that's okay.
It's so great though that you found kind of this area to work in where you can bring these insane ideas.
And they are insane. I'll admit. They're
and
insane.
They're, and they're being received.
Yeah. Which is great. I mean, you know, I'm fortunate to be able to say that's what I do. You know, I'm really lucky about that. But it's also weird. Like, I just don't like anybody saying something's a bad. It probably, honestly, a lot of it probably stems from like some of the ghostwriting stuff and hearing just no over and over again. It's like saying, almost like justifying to myself, you know, it works sometimes. So like, this is what would have happened if they said yes. But even though nothing has exploded to even a minuscule amount of what they do on a day-to-day basis, still, like it's a little bit justifying to see some of these insane ideas work, you know?
Definitely.
All right. So how can people work with you if they want to, if you've sold them now and they want your particular style?
They want the style. Obviously the website, murraytaylordigital.ca. That's a great way to get in touch. But just Instagram DMs is the best way, I think. I mean, That's just because those are the things I get notifications on. And that's the way to do it, you know. And I'm open to everything all the time. As long as they're open to get a little insane with it, I'm open to it.
You want to collab.
I want to collab. That's the way it is.
We're going to send a voice note to Quake after this and say,
forget about this. Write it down.
We can do it right now while you ask our next question.
Okay. So we ask all of our guests this question. What are you excited about? What's lighting you up right now?
What's lighting me up is this summer in Halifax.
Oh.
I am looking forward to it. I love the sun. I like the fact that, you know, things are going to be a little bit more back to normal. I mean, we don't know how much normal it's going to be. We don't know what that's even going to look like. But I'm excited to see what that looks like.
It's going to be a little wild.
We're here for that.
What I'm looking forward to.
We're looking at the Halifax waterfront. Mm. It's going to be bumping in the summer.
Oh, yeah. I'm hoping. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
All right. I'm sending the voice note. Quake, we're sitting here with Max Emerson Taylor, who is an amazing TikTok creator. He's famous for milk TikToks, and we're envisioning a music video with him, and we need a real artist. We thought you could be that person. There's going to be a lot of auto-tune involved, some really weird things, but we want to know, are you in?
And Sarah will go on a date with you.
That part did not.
Oh, we cut out the end. We cut out the end.
That part did not make the voice note.
I know.
It's the only important thing.
It was not.
That's how we sell it.
Yeah, and last time...
We're not selling.
Last time Quake was here, he asked Sarah on a date.
Oh, really?
15 times. Well, it's like they go back. They grew up together, but we didn't know if
he was... No, can I ask, was it in the flow of conversation that it came up?
Yeah, you left and was like, how about you and I go and eat right now? I'm going on a date. Sarah's...
Not on the episode. It wasn't on the episode.
Oh, was it?
No. Whoa. Anyways, hopefully Quake never listens to this episode. We're just going to move on.
Now, how do you say no after a podcast goes well? What would you say to him after that?
We're going to play a round of Queenigrams now. And okay.
Moving on.
It's really just a swift transition into the next topic. That's how you move that forward.
We'll see.
I mean, to be fair.
You're going to be part of this video now, and you'll see if sparks fly between
us. You're going to be the main character in the video. The song's about you.
Yeah.
It's about two people who fell in love from a podcast, and what happens next. only Quake knows. He writes the ending to the song.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He firstly buys, he takes you shopping at Sweet Pea and gets you a new dress, and then you go out for
he was really
lamb
upset.
Kebabs.
This is an incredible deal.
He was
deal.
So upset I didn't go to Sweet Pea, I think.
He wanted to take Sarah shopping. This is going to be a great
song.
But
I had to make a reel. That was the thing. We had to make like a reel of me trying on all the outfits.
Yeah, but his opinion could have been helpful.
No, it would have been fun. I mean, maybe this content will still come to life. We don't know. Anyways, it was very funny to me. We did grow up together. We went to junior high together, so it's very funny. All right, we're going to play Queenigrams. That was a true transition. This is a made-up game of ours.
Queenigrams.
Super easy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go.
Like so Instagram. All you're going to do is pick a number between 1 and 145, and we're going to ask you a question.
Wow.
But I've got a new question, so I'm going to...
Okay.
69.
Every boy.
We should probably shuffle the...
Wait, is it going to be the same thing as someone else's?
Okay. Well, I don't know if it is or not. It's not. We must have changed them. If you could be any celebrity, dead or alive, who would it be?
Chris Hemsworth.
Babe.
Okay. Chris Hemsworth, hands
Aussie.
Down.
Is he Aussie? No, he's in New Zealand.
Oh.
No, I think he's an Aussie.
There's no way I would ever say, that's the answer Chris 100%.
Hemsworth. What just, a babe.
What a guy who just, you know, was born in such a lucky circumstance. He's got a cool accent. He's tall as hell. He's a superhero now, apparently.
Handsome.
And he's just a handsome, muscular dude.
His brother's handsome, too.
And his brother's handsome.
Liam, right?
And his brother's handsome. Ooh. Look at that.
Yeah. And then they've actually got another brother who's an Australian actor who hasn't quite broken America.
Kevin Jonas of the family.
He's short. I don't think he has his height. So that might be the thing that didn't work.
That's why they don't show him that much. You know what I mean? They can't show him. That's hard.
All right, Ash, which celebrity, dead or alive, do you want to be?
do I want to be?
Yeah.
Rihanna. Rihanna.
Oh, Rihanna. Interesting.
I mean, who doesn't? She's the coolest
she
person ever.
She is so cool.
She is cool.
Ooh, nothing, she can sing.
Nothing's coming to me. Do you know who I'm going to pick, though? I think I'm going to pick Jennifer Lawrence just because she seems funny and, like, she falls a lot.
Yeah.
She seems not so serious about things.
Lighthearted.
Yeah.
Good sense of humor.
Yeah.
Does comedies and dramas.
Yeah.
She does something else, too. Does she sing, Jennifer Lawrence? No.
I don't know. She really likes pizza.
Oh, I like pizza.
I'm sold.
I think she seems kind of normal.
We'd be so famous if the three of us
This would be the most famous podcast on the planet.
Yeah, it would be.
The three of us as celebrities. I love this. All right, I'm going to go next because I've got a question I want to write down.
Okay, go.
What is your favorite milk product? That is our new Queenie Graham on the spot. Invented in honor of
That's
you.
That's a tough one because a lot of milk products.
I know products mine.
Cheese? Ice cream.
No, I'm like just going classic. Chocolate milk is what I'm in the mood for right now. Oh. I love chocolate milk. I think that's good.
I used to like it when I was a kid, yeah.
I haven't had chocolate milk
it's
in a long
treat.
Time.
Go try it. Get some later today.
What's a good milk product?
Everyone.
They're all good, but like what's
your
the
favorite?
Best one?
Like, do you like cheese?
I like cheese, but there's so many types of cheese.
I know.
So it's, you know, like I'm not talking that blue cheese. No way.
Oh, I like blue cheese.
I like blue cheese.
Very acquired. Like brie? Yeah. How good is brie?
Brie's good. Not my favorite.
Brie's good.
I would pick like
brie gets the job done.
Okay.
So unique.
I don't know.
There's an orange one I like. I think it's like a Mimo. I don't know how to pronounce it. Fuck.
Does it have orange?
A Mimoli?
Or
a Mimoli?
Ginger in it?
Is that what you said?
No. Mimo yet or something like that.
Mimo yet?
Yeah. I don't know how to pronounce it.
An acquired cheese, a rare cheese.
No, it's orange. It's really, yeah.
It's like mozzarella. No, mozzarella is.
No, like but mozzarella. It's not like the, it's not like, anyways.
Welcome to the cheese podcast.
Yeah, I'm like,
next time we'll be doing a cheese tasting.
Ooh, that'd be good.
Oh, a cheese tasting.
All right.
Like I don't know anything. Like, I know enough about cheese, but there's so many. It's confusing.
Yeah. Industries. I'm saying milkshake.
Milkshake.
Any kind of milkshake.
Oh, I haven't had any one kind. In a long time.
Ooh, that's a great.
I think that's the best. It's thick. It's a rare treat. You know, you can't always have it. But when you do have it, your day's better.
Okay.
I'm going to say, and I think Sarah would partially agree, I'm going to say a Dairy Queen Blizzard.
I knew once
Dairy
he said
Queen
milkshake,
Blizzard.
You were coming DQ nice. Blizz.
Like, you might not feel so great after you eat it, but hell, it's good
what
going
a treat.
Down.
It's a rare treat.
I feel great
Oreo.
After. Oh,
Oreo Dairy Queen.
The best.
Don't you find sometimes you get a small and you look at it and you think that's a cup. That's a lot of ice cream and you eat it and you're like, damn, I wish there was more.
You always do.
You always want
more. You do that thing where they flip it over.
Yes.
They have the showmanship.
Upside down thick.
You get a show with the milkshake.
We need to go to
Everything
Dairy.
Everything is exciting.
I'm putting this in as a new Queenie Graham question.
What's
your favorite?
So you have 170?
Well, now we have 140.
Do you want to do one more just for...
Well, you can pick
one. I didn't pick one.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Is the last one a good one since you just...
Well, what's your favorite DQ Blizzard flavor?
We just covered that. Okay, I'm going to say 89.
89. Would you rather pay 15% less for everything for the rest of your life or get $15 off everything for the rest of your life? This was a weird question.
Oh,
not a great one.
Wait, would that mean, like, let's say, for example, I buy a Dairy Queen Blizzard, which is $5. Am I making $10?
You're making,
oh,
I think.
That's good.
Wow.
So you could buy, like, 1,000 of those and quickly rack up. How many Blizzards do you think they make you in a day? You could quickly make $10 a Blizzard.
I could be a millionaire by the end
coffee?
Of the week.
I haven't thought of this way.
This is genius.
You are genius.
I'm
so you're
that.
Picking
I'm
that.
I'm picking that.
You're picking 15.
And I'm just buying little trinkets
dollars
everywhere.
Off. Yeah. And you're
buying trinkets.
That.
I'm
coffee
making
every
money
day.
Around the city.
I think so too. Like 15% off doesn't really.
But I'm thinking cars. 15%. I was going to go.
But how
like
many cars
schmuck,
are you going to buy?
I was going to go for 15% off. I feel like a fool now.
That's
I'm embarrassed.
That's how they get you.
Because
every
you think
time.
Every day,
I'm
every purchase, nope. you're saving tax basically
I'm
for the rest
tax.
Of your life.
Well, I've never thought of this as like a money making prospect, but you two, geniuses.
You can make like $100 an hour.
Okay. You'd be like a full time shopper. Just go and buy
just go to the dollar store and make individual transactions.
Oh, like what's that show, Extreme Couponing? You ever see that show?
Mm-hmm.
That is what it would be like.
Extreme
making money.
Yeah, adding $15 to every purchase, or 10, or whatever.
Man, you got a life hack. This is why we have these foolish questions, because every now and again, someone like Max comes in and just
opens our eyes.
Well, we did it together.
Minds.
Is what we did.
Well, thank you. This has been such
Sarah,
a treat.
You can go on with your life now.
You made making money. I've been educated, and I'm so grateful for that.
This is good.
Today.
This is gonna be good. This is gonna be good. Quake is gonna listen to this and say, you know what? I like her even more now. She's so smart.
Resourceful. Sarah's blushing.
Oh my God! Can we move on? This is like the fourth episode that this subject has come up on.
I need to know the lore of the situation.
Oh, this is my,
I'll tell you more after.
We'll get, okay.
This is incredible.
This episode's over. Goodbye.
All right. Thanks so much. Where can people just find you? What's your Instagram handle?
Max Emerson Taylor on everything. And then MurrayTaylorDigitalMedia.ca for the cooler stuff.
So that's how they find you on TikTok. Same.
That's how they find you. Okay. Same full name. Easy
look them
as
up.
That.
Links in bio.
Thank you, Max.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review. You can find us on social media at Rival and Queen.